worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I gotta stand. I gotta walk, or I'm gonna die before I'm 30.
Mickey.
Phew, my mind's blown.
And Lazy E.
The pink blanket, Lazy E. Change the intro to the show. Yeah.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Welcome back to the deepest recesses of the internet. That's where this podcast crawls out of.
I love recess.
It's a freak accident. My name is Crisco. Of course, I am joined by my team. That includes Lazy E and Mickey. We are here coming to you from a freakaccident.com. That's home base. And be sure to send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. And we also are welcoming yet another guest to the show this week.
Oh, Danny boy, the
it just so happened that way, didn't it?
It did happen that way. Dan Taylor on the show this week. Welcome, brother.
I'm happy
brother.
To be here. I typed in Gates of Hell in my GPS and boom.
Right to our studio.
Here I am.
Right on, man. Good to have you here. Now, this is special for me because Dan Taylor actually taught me every single thing I know about radio and broadcasting and
all that stuff. Wait a second.
I'm the guy to blame.
What about me?
You built upon the foundation that he laid.
That's true. I'm a bricklayer.
Yeah.
You corrected all his wrongs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Everything that you taught him was wrong.
Has led us here.
So I can thank you for my moderate success.
That's right.
Thank you, buddy. Right. Mm-hmm. Good to have you on the show this week. Don't forget, if you are listening right now and you want to get to know us a little bit better, by all means, head to the website. Again, it's freakaccident.com. Click connect on the menu bar. There's links there to all of our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
Pinterest,
Friendster, all those places. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Leave a good review to help us climb the charts. And if you subscribe, we'll get automatically delivered to you every week. Also, Google Play Music for Android users because, well, you know, you can't get iTunes on an Android phone, unfortunately.
Doesn't work.
You know what I'm talking about. Mm. Over there with your, what is that, a Samsung Note?
Galaxy Note 5.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Not an endorsement, though. Yeah. Not until you.
That's a five. We're waiting for the seven just dropped.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it because this is too expensive.
$300.
I mean, if they want to send us a free one and we'll endorse
that's
the product.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but no more
four,
of that.
Four, please.
You're a guest.
Preferably.
Just email it to, or mail it to, I should say. You can't email phones.
Phone.
Wait, I'm sure Amazon's figured that out by now.
Mail it to freaks at 123 Freak Street. Freakville, Pennsylvania.
Hell's Gates.
Yeah, Hell's Gates. Yeah, right, right.
It's better than Heaven's Gate. You saw what happened to them.
Right.
Yeah, drank some Kool-Aid, put a bag over their head, boom, done.
Oh, man, if only.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me, sir. I haven't received the bag yet.
It's coming in the mail.
My self-deprecating side came out there a little bit.
Oh, we have some fruit punch here.
Close enough, yeah. We can mix some sweet rat poison into that, and we'll all have a great time.
Speaking of rat poison, they said there'd be refreshments.
Oh, Danny boy.
You are already getting annoyed.
Oh, Jesus. I just want my free. They said that'd be punch and pie.
I'll give you pie.
I'll give you punch.
I bet you will there, Panama Red.
Panama Red.
I like that reference.
I'll take Panama
Red. I don't know what it was, but I'll take it.
I don't either. I believe it was a movie.
You believe it was. Do you just say things?
No, that's a quote. You type it into your Google sphere. It's a real thing.
I'm not going to pull out my phone like you did.
Meet the Fockers.
I always thought
is the movie. Catch.
Google was more of a cube than a sphere, but whatever. Thanks for ruining my day.
The internet is a series of tubes.
That is true.
It is a series of tubes that go underneath the ground without Chapo, Mickey's boyfriend.
That's where all your illegal tax money comes from, right?
Sure.
All those refunds that you get all the time. From Colorado selling his stuff. That's how this works. It's a big conspiracy.
I'm catching on slowly.
Mickey makes money from the sale of marijuana in Colorado because it's El Chapo's stuff and she's his secret lover. That's basically what it comes down to.
I don't want to know how he makes money.
He's pointing to Lazy E.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah, people listening in their ear holes can't exactly see the finger point.
It's true.
Any way possible. Anyway.
Theater of the mind.
I see what you did there.
I see. Ooh. Yeah, you like that, that tickle down your back. So the reason that Danny is here, though, is because he is filling a vacant hole that exists on that side of our table there.
And I'd once again like to mention, not a missing hole, not an important role, just a hole.
Yeah.
Just a place.
It's an empty place, void of
that
meaning.
Mass, yeah, that right. was there.
Mass and meaning.
Who was the previous mass?
Ian Hunter.
Oh, Ian has moved on.
He has moved on. He's gone on to bigger, better things. It's very exciting.
Yes, into the thriving city of Bloomington, Illinois.
Tell you what, man, Bloomington is a no-horse town.
Literally, they don't have a horse. They're still trying to find it. It ran away because there was nothing to do.
But you know, he had his first day on the air, his new gig. He is a morning show assistant / producer kind of deal.
Yeah.
On their morning program out there at, what is it, WBWN?
Yeah,
is that
WNWB.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
See, you said the exact opposite of what I did.
B104 in Illinois.
There you go.
There we go. We'll just do that. B104. B104. He's great, all the great country hits.
What?
Wait. No.
Just
you're
gonna stop
that,
there.
You're gonna finish that.
Can you say B104 again?
B104 country hits.
You just enjoy hearing his hack radio voice guy
that's
thing.
It.
Don't, yeah,
that's it.
Just want more of that.
I can do my own effects too. B104.
So you want to hear some audio of Ian on the air?
Yes, please.
Now, this is a video that they did. They did a carpool karaoke, kind of like that late night host does. The video is
James
actually...
James Corden is his name.
That guy.
That yeah. guy. So it's up on our Facebook. You get it at afreakaccent.com. And, well, here's some stuff that happened.
Do you have children?
I do not, no. I have a wife, but no kids.
No kids.
No
How's
kids.
The married life?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah? Should we be looking? Should we be starting to look for that?
For what?
For married life.
Not for his wife.
That would be a negative. No, you cannot.
I love it because he still sounds exactly the same. That would be a negative. It's the same things he said here. It's
Ian pulls off the flannel wearing everyday white guy thing very well, no matter what genre of radio he's working in, apparently.
Oh, yeah. But
who was asking the questions there?
I guess they have, like, the host was driving him around town, meeting all her friends and things. Like, they were jumping in the car.
Faith.
And, yeah. Her name's Faith.
Of course it is.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that her name is Faith.
No, it sounds like you had some free connotations to
this
that.
Is a PG. We've already addressed the status of this show's rating.
Yeah, that happened off the air.
We can just say it's Bloomington, Illinois, and Faith is probably a common name down there.
That's right, it is.
Okay.
What I meant by that, thank you.
I'm following the string of logic a little bit better now. One thing
it's
you can,
twisted logic, but it's there.
One thing you could say about our pal Ian, though, is he's always been a very awkward person, especially yeah. with the women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear this.
Have you guys met Ian?
Hey, Ian.
My new co-host.
I'm Laura.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Ian, nice as to you already know.
But you know what? He got worse, but we'll get to that in a second. No. You gotta go with... I don't know. There's so many clips of him. Play one for him.
Do you want? All right. You want to hear this one?
So, Ian, what kind of music do you like?
Pretty much anything. I'll listen to anything you guys want.
Anything?
But you love country, right?
Yes.
Liar! He said on this show he doesn't like country. He is a liar. He's a liar.
Well, you can kind of tell when they test his country
Name
knowledge.
Five country male singers. Go.
Okay, five country male singers. Can I include groups?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
No.
True test.
That is very true.
I already could have named five.
Kenny Chesney. Good. Garth Brooks. Keith Urban. I had Florida Georgia Line in my head, and now they're gone. So now I'm on the spot.
We did just watch the Fallon video.
We did.
Okay. So that is why it's in.
That's like 3.5.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Bryan.
We'll
that's male
to know
girl,
this
male person.
Comes to
His
town.
Initials are BG.
Will somebody shut the car door, okay. Please?
Oh, Oh, Brad Gilbert. Okay.
Brantley.
Brantley.
Someone whispered it, and he still didn't get it.
Wait. Who that is?
He's like, oh, right. With Brad all Gilbert. The confidence in the world. Oh, right. Brad Gilbert, of course.
You mean Brantley Gilbert.
Someone whispered it to
What's
him.
What's the format of the station?
It's country.
Oh, jeez.
BBB 104, greatest country.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But he does get very awkward with the women when they say goodbye. It gets this is hilarious.
You gotta listen. It's very subtle, but you can hear his. It's just
all right. We're here, guys.
Well, thanks.
Thanks. It was great getting to know you. I hope you'll still be friends with us, even though I can't sing at all.
Did you hear that little?
It was great getting to know you. I hope you'll.
It was great getting to know you.
Play it again.
It was great getting to know you. I hope you'll.
My God, he is so lucky he found his wife when he did, because
she is way out of his league. She must have fell down a flight of stairs and got hit by a hammer.
He met her, I think, probably before she realized what she was, and she was still willing to settle at that young, tender age of high school, whatever it was.
I'm saying that his family traded a goat and a mile of land. And that's how
they
ended up.
They did it old school.
Yeah, that's the only way.
So you guys really miss him.
No, we do. We love Ian. We really, really do. And he was awesome on this show. And, you know, he helped us out a lot getting started and everything. But, of course, because we like him, we're going to mock him relentlessly in his new venture.
Yeah, his new venture in Bloomington, Illinois. Isn't that where that Stranger Things is from? It's from some bum town like that.
Well, before I'd like to point out, he didn't mention us at all.
What? Wait, what?
Do you know that?
Can you tell us a little bit about your radio background and what brought you here?
Okay, yeah. So, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, and my first job coming out of college was in Punxsutawney, PA.
How's the groundhog?
There's two of them, and they're fantastic.
Have you held them?
Have you
ever wanted to kill one?
Not based on their weather predictions.
Thank you. I should have finished the sentence.
Based on their weather predictions, I have not always been happy with them.
Yeah, thanks for completely skipping your time on a freak accident there when they asked you how you got here. What was the last thing you've done in broadcasting? Gee, I wonder what that was.
No, one thing...
Were you going to comment about his groundhog problems?
Yes, about the killing of the groundhog. I'm like, Illinois is kind of like Virginia. You know, they both want to kill animals. Yeah, it's all fine. Yeah.
I just like when they said, how are the groundhogs? He said, fantastic. He gets like an annual medical checkup report on Punxsutawney Phil. How do you know?
Punxsutawney?
Admittedly, though, what kind of question is, how are the groundhogs? They're rats. They live in the ground.
Punxsutawney? Is that his cousin? Is that Punxsutawney's cousin?
That's his cousin from Brooklyn.
Hey, yo, it's Punxsutawney! Yeah, boppity boop, I come out of a hole, I see my shadow, I run away!
What do you, Punxsutawney?
Yeah, I see my shadow, what's your business? Huh? Leave me alone!
Oh, and then there's Gus. That
the one for the lottery ticket.
No, the other one.
Gus?
He's
did you fall down a flight of stairs and get hit by a tack hammer?
Anyway, you mentioned, though, that Blooming... By the way, Ian, seriously, man, we do miss you, and best of luck with what you're doing. Stop being so awkward. But remember what we've taught you, all that knowledge we imparted to you. Take it in... Yeah, very small.
Don't take any of it.
You mentioned, though, Bloomington, Illinois. You said it's kind of like that bumble-nothing town that Stranger Things happened in.
Yeah.
That was Hawkins, Indiana.
Hawkins,
Indiana. It's a fictional town, actually. Yeah. But speaking of Stranger Things, you know, I talked about this on the show last week, how much I love it. And Mickey liked it, too.
Uh-huh.
We talked about how the second season hadn't been announced yet.
Okay.
It has! Just this morning, they finally confirmed it. Season 2. Danny, have you seen this show yet? Stranger Things?
No.
No?
Do you have ADD?
Why do you ask?
You're sitting there playing with the thing, and then you're like, "What?
I was mesmerized. That took me on a trance."
Wait, am I on a show right now? Am I doing something?
I think he regrets being here right now.
Do you have Netflix at least?
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, knowing how busy you are, how often would you even have time to?
I do the HBO series.
Oh, sure. It's okay for him not to watch TV, but I get.
Well, he's busy. What do you do?
Has anybody seen Vice Principals yet?
No.
That's a good one.
Good story.
Stranger Things is awesome, though.
Wait, that's a Netflix?
Yeah. It's a Netflix original. Just renewed for season two as of today, like I said. 9 episodes next year, so we're getting an extra episode.
Next year, so 2017.
Correct.
Just like we predicted.
I predicted 2018, so well, I was wrong.
I predicted 2017.
Excuse me.
Apparently they listened to a freak accident.
I mean, they must. You know, they heard Lazy E say 2017. They were like, that's not a bad idea.
You know what?
I think it's incidental, or it's awfully coincidental, I should say, that, you know, they announced it the same week that we talked about it.
And we said, when is it coming?
I mean, listen, do we make things happen on this show?
We don't want to pat ourselves on the back, but...
You can't prove a negative. You can't prove that they don't listen.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're just going to assume that they do, and that they love it, and that they're big fans.
Always.
We'd love to hear from you. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send an email.
And you get a free sticker.
Yeah, include your address. We'll send you a sticker. You can stick it on the wall in the kid's house.
No, Danny, you're not getting a sticker.
I'll give him a sticker.
No. You don't get to say. I knew that's what you were going to ask.
I need a participation award.
Well, you need to actually participate first.
Mm. Ooh.
Speaking of that, no, we'll give him plenty of chance on today's show, which features a discussion of somber nature with regard to the late, great Gene Wilder has passed on from us. We will talk about that. Anthony Weiner is at it again.
His name is so perfect.
Honestly, it's like he was born into this. Yeah. It really is. He was born for one purpose, and, well, he's living up to it for sure. We've got 5 psychological syndromes you've never heard of. That's right. It's back. After being Matt Damon last week, it is back on the show this week. We will definitely be doing it this time for sure. I promise. We're going to have a little debate on the show.
Ooh.
About something. Mm. Something very important. Get to that a little later.
Alrighty.
And we've got some sports action as well.
Sports!
We're going to do like a news update, but with sporty sports. And Mickey's going to love it, and it's going to be great.
Nope.
So,
no, I'm going to leave the room. That's what's going to happen.
Danny, are you ready? Are you ready?
At some point, we're going to work a traffic report in here.
Absolutely. We'll do weather, community calendar. We'll hit all those important states.
I've got the PSB.
Yeah, we got the traffic's on the 5s, the weather's on the 20s. We're good.
Right.
Right on.
We're good.
With no clock in sight.
It is a freak accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of your imagination.
Gene Wilder, dead.
Come on.
No, really, this one's got me as if this year wasn't bad enough already with the number of people who've died. They had to take Gene Wilder from us, too.
Yeah, 2016 hasn't been the best of years if you were a celebrity of any kind.
No, especially a celebrity of a certain caliber, we'll say, as well.
Yeah.
And then Kimbo Slice is in there, too. But for the rest of it, you know, it's been very, very top-tier, high-quality celebrities we've been losing this year. Yeah. Very sad.
It is.
Danny, what's your favorite Gene Wilder movie?
It's got to be Willy Wonka, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could...
There is no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's... My question is, how did he lose kids every step of the way and not get charged at the end of the movie for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, children just go missing and there are little people around.
Or suffered incredible bodily harm.
Right? And then at the end, it all just came together.
This girl was turned into a giant mutant grape and he was not sued at all.
Yeah, 2016, we call that child abuse.
That liability insurance he's got in that place, man.
Boy, things have really changed.
Yeah, they did.
You should be able to take a kid, cover it with chocolate, and disappear.
All today.
Whoa. Mickey, what's your favorite Gene Wilder movie?
Probably Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, okay.
It became my favorite movie, especially after they did the stupid remake.
Oh, okay. Because then you were able to look at that one through the lens of the remake and be like, wow, it was so much better.
Yes, unfortunately.
And that abomination with Johnny Depp.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you know that part in that movie where at the beginning when you first meet Willy Wonka and he's like hobbling on the cane and then like he does the somersault and he jumps up and everybody claps? That wasn't even in the movie. He insisted on doing that because he wanted Willy Wonka to be unpredictable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, you talk about actors that bring something to the role where their intelligence and their aptitude improves the movie just by them being in it. He was one of those guys.
That's kind of like Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones. He wasn't supposed to shoot the guy that was swinging the sword at him. He was supposed to have a sword fight. He had to go to the bathroom, so he pulled out the gun, the guy reacted, and they kept it.
Yeah. He also did the I Love You, I Know.
Yeah.
That was completely improv'd in Empire Strikes Back.
And that shows the sign of
we're
a good
talking
actor.
About Gene Wilder here, not Harrison Ford. So let's get back.
I was swinging it back around. That shows the style of a good actor.
So you get nothing, you lose. Good day, sir.
That turned into so many memes.
Yeah,
I said good day.
That and the meme where he's like sitting with his head in his palm. That's yeah. Like
all creepy looking.
Yeah. It's like, tell me more about how you're a fan of my movies after I'm dead. That one's been circulating around.
Yeah, it's been going around a little too much.
See, yeah, I don't get people who post stuff like that. Like, oh, yeah, now all of a sudden everybody's a Gene Wilder fan. It's like, who wasn't a Gene Wilder fan? Just because we don't talk about him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm not allowed to be sad that he's dead?
Right, you can't recognize talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you? I'm a real fan, me, because I watch a Mel Brooks film every week, don't you know? And it would have been a little weird if we all just started posting, you know what my favorite Gene Wilder movie is? Randomly. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just out of nowhere. Like, man, you know who's really awesome? Gene Wilder. Every single movie that guy was in, he's phenomenal. Just like on any other Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing else to talk about today, but you know what? I'm going to talk about Gene Wilder. What a talented guy.
He was 83, right?
He was 83.
83, yeah. Died of Alzheimer's.
Oh, well, I don't know if you can die from Alzheimer's.
Because your brain dies, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so dark.
You do die of Alzheimer's.
I thought it's just you kind of lost your mind and then...
Well, it kind of disintegrates to nothing at some point.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he didn't want people to know because if kids identified him as Willy Wonka, he didn't want their parents to have to explain, like, leave him alone, he's sick. To quote his nephew, I believe, said that he didn't want the thought of there being one less smile in the world.
Oh,
Baz.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Prolific. Yeah.
And then at his bedside, they played his favorite song, and this broke my heart.
Well, I don't want to get there yet.
No, you don't want to get there yet?
No, yeah, let's say because I didn't say what my favorite movie was.
No one cares.
It was Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
See, him and Peter Boyle are both dead now, so they can do this now in the afterlife.
Did they get Ian to do that part?
That was mean.
You know who
it was funny though.
You know who didn't get to say their favorite Gene Wilder movie?
You. What was it?
Yeah.
Ian.
Oh. No, no one cares what he says. I would have to say Blazing Saddles.
Ah, yes.
Well, if you're the kid, then show me something.
Well, maybe a couple of years ago I could have shown you something, but today, look at that.
Steady as a rock.
Yeah, but I shoot with this hand.
Just shaking around. What a great... That movie could not be made now.
No.
Like, no way.
I'm pretty sure none of them could be.
You're right.
Even Young Frankenstein, to a certain extent, couldn't be.
Oh, they would have said he was making fun of mentally challenged people with the Frankenstein.
Right.
How about the Oompa Loompas? I mean...
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They tried to do Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and it was terrible.
Oh.
So... Yeah, any movie that you try to do, it's just going to end up being bad. Mm-hmm. But you were saying about the song that they played.
Broke My Heart. Broke My Heart. They started playing as, they played it as he was passing away, and then they all sang it. Oh my God. That breaks my heart.
This
is nice.
It played during his last moments, right?
It was his favorite song, so they made sure.
I was going to say, this is not from one of his movies.
No.
Yeah, it was cut
trying
out.
Trying to connect the reference here.
No, it was his favorite song, so they played it as he passed away, and they all sang along with it. I'm like, oh.
At least he went out with style, though.
That's a send-off right there, yeah.
The world, I think we can agree, is definitely a worse place without him in it.
Oh, and the Oompa Loompas will look for a new choreographer immediately.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And a new employer overall, because that factory's getting shut down.
No, it isn't.
They're going to dig up all those...
Well, Charlie's got to be old enough by now to run something, right?
No!
They're going to find out what they did to all those kids.
His hands are up.
It's officially... It happened.
Charlie owns the chocolate factory.
Oh, yeah.
Once he was done, Charlie was going to run it.
He even said in the movie, I can't go on forever. Oh, man, now my heart hurts. Can we talk about something funny next?
Oh, well, I mean, you should at least end this segment with one of the quotes I think fits the best.
Don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
Gene Wilder, you will be missed.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
My name is Tony Wiener, W-E-I-N-E-R. I love to tweet my wiener, sext and text and Twitter my pics. Now I am here to warn you what you see might be my so please don't be offended, little man has a mind of his own.
It's the Anthony Wiener song.
Yeah.
By the White Boys. See, if it weren't for him, we never would have been able to hear that song.
He did the world a good.
This is now three times, right? This is the third time him sending his little sexts. Did I say, I put too many T's in that, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sends his sexts.
Sexting.
The third time his sexting has gotten him in trouble. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Sexting.
We'll go that way about it. The first time he was a senator, right?
Congressman. Yeah.
One of those. He was a government official. He was sexting. He had to resign from his post because... he had to resign in shame.
Yeah, that's a little bit of shame.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my favorite was that when he did the press conference and his wife's just sitting there next to him and she's just like...
Yeah, she's just shaking
by her lip the whole time. Yeah, yeah.
She looked really happy.
See, that was the
Well, the second one was during the mayoral election for New York.
Yeah,
right?
He was trying to be the mayor of New York.
Right, yep. and then it all came crashing down again.
Yeah,
and then there was another press conference with his wife behind him again, gritting her teeth like one of these times.
This is the time, though, right?
You would think after the second one, it's like it all is. Right.
Here's the divorce papers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're officially...
No, they are. No, they're it's Splitsville now.
Oh, right. Yeah, third time's a charm.
Yeah.
You got to cut the wiener. You got to cut off the wiener at some point.
It's funny you say that. That was actually the cover of the New York Post
yesterday. Well, I'll take partial credit for that because I just said it.
Yeah.
And they said it earlier.
Huma cuts off the wiener.
Yeah, and finally, Lorena Bobbitt's relevant again.
Right.
You remember her.
Yes.
She's the most awful woman of all time.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So this is three times now, and then I love the New York Post's previous day headline, Pop Goes the Wiener. You know what, New York Post, don't ever change. Please.
You know, if you do it once, it's like, all right. If you do it twice, but you got to think after the second time that the next person that gets their hands on that is just going to run with it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what? I'll try my odds. My wife's in an election year. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, she's a Hillary Clinton advisor.
Her top aide, yeah?
Yeah.
Her top aide.
Thurman.
No. Abedin.
Uma Abedin.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uma Abedin. Yeah, so that's yeah, you would think at that point, you're like, I'm pretty famous for doing this. I should probably not do this because the next person is going to run to TMZ or whoever with all of this information.
Was his wife named after a Muppets song? Ba-ba-na-na-na. Anu-ma-na-ba-dee. Da-da-da-da.
See, that was so bad. I can't even...
It was good. It was fantastic. And without Anthony Wiener, we wouldn't have had that song.
Yeah.
It just happened.
So this all started on Twitter, apparently. They were DMing on Twitter when he asked her status. She said divorced after 16 years. He said, I kind of envy that path now that I have a 3-year-old and a busted marriage. What do you mean a busted? Your marriage was still intact.
Yeah.
You busted it. You did the busting.
Maybe he wanted to bust it again.
But the thing that really, I think, got a lot of people kind of questioning, something really, really bad's going on here, was when he sent the picture out. One of the pictures is him laying in bed, right, with his boxer shorts on, and his 4-year-old right next to him on the bed asleep.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. No.
Yeah, keep the kids out of it. That's gross.
Wait. I'm not saying he should have done that at all, but if you take the picture, you see he's in the picture, go, all right, that's a little weird. And what did she keep texting him after that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that was that probably set off a red flag or two if I'm her.
The red flag is he's married.
Yeah. The red flag is he's Anthony Weiner. The second red flag is he's still married. The third red flag is, oh, look, he's sending pictures of him with his kid next to him.
I thought you were going to say sending pictures of himself half naked in bed again.
Right, yeah, again.
That too.
For the third time.
That we know of.
Swing and a
true.
Miss. Yeah.
You
true.
Know,
for
right.
For everyone that goes public, there's three that haven't.
Exactly.
You know that from experience, don't you?
I do.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Wow, this is a lot of blackmail on you.
You know what, though? The good thing is, though, that the child services have launched a probe into him after that picture.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, you should probably keep that child away from him.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea. He was a senator in New York? Senator or congressman or whatever it was?
How's that? Where do they quarantine him on the floor if he becomes a senator again? They just stick him on the other side. Right? Put a playpen around him.
You're not allowed to leave. You're in timeout for the rest of your term.
All women representatives have to stay on the other side.
And you know what, Mr. Weiner? No more phone.
Yeah, check your phone at the door.
Taking your phone
exactly.
off.
Everybody
you.
Else checks ammunitions and guns.
You
he
don't
checks
get,
his phone.
You don't get this back until we know you can control yourself.
That'd be the day you get a sex from the halls of Congress.
But wait, there's a Pikachu over there.
I gotta catch them all.
Please. Well, he tried
to. But the song says.
You have to listen to it. It's in song. It's in musical form.
We can't not listen to songs.
With that name, though. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, right. You got a lot of coyones.
Yeah. You're already setting a precedent.
That's what I mean. It's like he was born into this.
Yeah, he had the bullseye on his head. He was born with it.
Yeah.
He just played. He just jumped in front of the arrow every time it came at him.
His entire existence is predicated on these three incidents with a name like Anthony Weiner.
It was his destiny.
He really just needs to go to California.
Why? What's different in California?
A certain industry.
Oh. You know what? You bring that up, that's probably going to happen, I would imagine. Nobody wants it, but it's going to happen.
It's probably a safe place for him to be.
I don't know if anybody's safe anywhere he's at, to be completely honest with you.
He would make a lot of money, though, like doing that. I mean, he has no more career in politics. That's over.
He would probably be great friends with Bill Cosby.
Well, no. Cosby went too far. Anthony Weiner, he was just giving what those girls wanted.
His sexy pictures weren't laced with sedatives, Danny. Yeah. Come on.
He wasn't drugging them with his Jell-O
pudding. There were subliminal messages in those Twitter DMs or whatever it is.
What was the kid holding a Xanax in his palm when the picture got taken?
My God. Where did this go?
I don't know.
Can we leave this? Because I'm done. I'm done.
Seriously, child services, get that guy.
You went to Bill Cosby.
Oh my God. Child services needs to go after that man. He's unsafe. And I would know because I'm Bill Cosby. Anybody want a pudding pop?
J-E-L-L-O.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Schizoid Sally's personalities, introvert at an only for solitaire.
Thanks to Rockin' the Classroom for that one.
They always rock the classroom.
I'm just picturing a bunch of young kids singing about, like, you know, schizophrenia, psychosocial disorder.
Yeah, probably all these not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something the kids need to be learning these days.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Child Services, launch a probe into that the creators of that song while you're at it. Now, this is from Psychology Today. 5 psychological syndromes you've never heard of. So I can't wait to see how many of these we have between the four of us.
See if we can check them all off the list.
Yeah, yeah.
This worries me because, you know, like when you go on WebMD and you start reading them, you're like, oh,
you
God,
have
I have itchy skin. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. So this is going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have an itch? Well, it might be cancer.
You know what? It said that about my megacolon.
It did say that. Yeah.
I've diagnosed myself three times.
On WebMD?
cancer.
Every time. Every time. No matter what
somehow
it is.
Somehow I beat it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
This is, I'm eager to see what these, because we might have these, and we just don't know because we've never heard of them.
I don't like this. I like ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with E.
Let's find out. The first is Capgras syndrome.
Oh, God.
It's not just, you know, you have an affinity with the tops of the plants that are growing in your yard.
Once the lawn gets too high, you go crazy.
Please!
Just it's 3 a.m., you're pushing your mower. I just can't take it. It's too high.
During the trial of Clay Shaw in the movie JFK, a prosecution witness stated that he was present when Shaw and David Fehm discussed plans for the president's assassination. On cross-examination, Shaw's lawyer discredited the witness by asking the following questions. Paraphrasing, lawyer, is it true that you routinely fingerprint your daughter when she leaves for college? Yes. And isn't it also true that you fingerprint her again upon her return from college? Yes, I do. Why do you do that? Because I want to make sure that the daughter I get back is the same daughter I sent off to college. Ah, there it is. That's the syndrome.
Oh, okay.
You think like it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers kind of thing.
Oh.
You think like, okay, that's not the same Danny that I've known. This is some
There's a twin involved too, yeah, so you just never know.
He's a doppelganger here. You do have an identical twin.
True
so
statement.
I could think that, and I may be accurate.
So are you really here, or is this the twin?
What's the term to describe what the gentleman to my right is speaking of?
What is it called?
Capgras syndrome.
That's right. You are being capgrassed right now.
It's like being catfished, only it's something else.
And I'm about to mow your lawn.
I want that on a t-shirt.
People with this condition become convinced that imposters have replaced one or more people that they know. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So there could be even Mickey.
What?
Are you Ian?
Sure. I was in his head at one point.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Oh, my God. This happened.
See, you and me are just interchangeable at this point.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, watch, we could finish each other's sentences. Damn it.
You finished your own sentence.
You literally gave him no time whatsoever.
No, you're supposed to say it at the same time. You're supposed to say it at the same time. Come on, people. We can finish each other's
paragraphs.
Cars. See? In sync.
Totally the same.
Right in step.
The next one is the Fregoli delusion.
I ate that on Olive Garden.
I was going to say, it's a Fraggle Rock what?
It's a delicious Italian dish, you
right,
understand.
Right, it's a delicacy.
The Fregoli delusion is the belief that different people are, in fact, the same person. For example, a man in his early 20s fell in love with a woman who rejected him, then came to believe that all his Facebook friends were actually this woman in disguise. This led him to think that her many disguises and impersonations of different people meant that she was obsessed with him as he was with her. It doesn't take much analysis to see the young man's delusion as a primitive ego defense.
So narcissism?
Yeah.
It's kind of branching
like
off of that.
Crazy?
Like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember when we used to call that.
Synonymous with stupid?
Yeah.
I wonder if this goes deeper, though, if it's kind of like you think that all of your friends, because, you know, if you've got two friends who have never been in the room together at the same time, that they're the same person. Kind of one of those deals, maybe?
That's called crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, these are psychological conditions, okay? So if somebody's suffering from one of
these... They're just getting creative these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm glad that you could put a label on all of this just, Looney Tune stuff.
Is that called grass top syndrome?
Right, crabgrass cutter? Yeah. What was it?
The next one is the syndrome of subjective doubles.
A lot of twos in this one.
Yeah, what's going on here?
The Sixth Day and Stepford Wives are two movies that dramatize the plight of characters who must contend with doppelgangers. This is another... Yeah, multiplying people, thinking that people are or aren't who they say that they are. I'm detecting a pattern here. Exact duplicates of themselves who have separate lives and different personalities. In literary fiction, the strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is synonymous with the concept of the evil twin. A person who has succumbed to the syndrome of subjective doubles believes that he or she has an exact double, but one with a different personality. The delusional person may believe that the clone is an evil twin or just a doppelganger with different ideas and behaviors.
You know, I'm starting to think we may have one of these syndromes. Hear me out. We all said they're all starting to sound the same. Or maybe they're not, and we just think they're sounding the same. And we think they're the same disease.
See, now Danny actually has an identical twin. Is he evil?
Or do I?
Yeah, or are you the twin?
Or do you have the disease?
Maybe I do. And see, I'm just seeing double Danny.
That's right.
I mean, I love having more of you in my life. You know, I mean, that's maybe where
not
that's
the
coming
first time
from.
I've heard that kind, sir.
Wait a second. You're not stepping in on my baby Crisco. That's mine.
That's his territory, admittedly, yeah.
Mine.
Is that why you got that seat?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So you can control the board?
Well, we've been playing footsies this entire episode.
Oh, I got nudged. I was wondering who it was.
Now it's happening.
Yeah.
What was that disease?
The syndrome of subjective doubles. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I played doubles once.
Is your twin evil, though?
Yes.
Or is he more like chaotic neutral?
No, it is complete spy versus spy.
Oh, okay.
I'm the white spy. He is the evil spy. Yes.
Racist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, spies only come in two colors, and you've got to pick a side.
What? Are you racist?
Don't you back me into this racial corner.
Only Sith deal in absolutes, Danny.
You know, Danny, I know a station in Bloomington, Illinois that may need you.
The next one is Ekbom syndrome.
Ekbok!
That's not what I said at all.
Ekbok syndrome.
Ekbom syndrome.
Is this Ekbok, like the wrestler? Because I can tell you what happened to him.
Exhibit syndrome. You just want to pimp cars all day.
Oh, my God.
Ekbom syndrome. A woman aged 77 complained to doctors of an infestation of bugs underneath her skin and crawling around inside her. She also imagined bugs on the surface of her skin. There were, of course, no bugs. Ekbom syndrome, or delusional parasitosis, is the belief that one is infested with bugs, worms, and other parasites.
Mickey?
Yes.
She has you? A worm. That's why she stays so skinny. Right?
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm assuming.
A tapeworm?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that.
She has a duct tapeworm. It's good for anything.
I mean, I have definitely thought, like, after, I don't know, like, after you're out, like, in a field or something like that, like, you feel like there are bugs on you, and in fact there aren't, maybe.
Or my door.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Danny looks very confused.
The door?
Go ahead, explain that to him.
Well, which if you're one? Explaining it to me, you're explaining it to everyone, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
Well, yeah.
That's
well,
why there's microphones.
Right, yeah.
It'll take me a minute. Well, right?
Aside from the Ian joke with the doors, there was also the murderer incident with walking into a spider through the door.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. That's awful. And creepy crawlies.
Once you walk through a spider web or whatever, you just feel it all over you. It's everywhere. So
yeah,
maybe
you wake up the next morning like... your eyelash is stuck to your cheek or something. It's that web.
Yeah. Later in that day, you get an itch and you're like, ah! You just start slapping it like, it's an itch back!
The one time when I actually, the first time ever, never happened since, thank God, I got a tick bite. And then ever since then, like, I've been walking through my yard like,
he like tiptoes through. He's like, oh my God, it's a tick! The last one here. Fully adieu.
You like the Naked Gun movies.
It's French. So, Mickey, French, say that. What is that?
Oh.
Foy
à deux?
Foy à deux. All right, yeah.
Foy à deux.
Foy à deux. I like the way you said that. She actually has the Frenchie.
Foie gras.
I pretend to. It's
yeah,
fine.
Right. Yeah. A young woman grew up hearing her parents tell a story of the wonderful experience they had in Florida when they were first married. They stayed at a hotel with a big pink flamingo. During their visit, what? Why is this funny? Is this you? Do you have this?
No, this is my sister.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Is it really?
During their visit, they went on an airboat ride in the Everglades. They saw alligators and the critters swallowed whole raw chickens that the airboat captain threw to them. So the guy was launching chickens into the gator-infested water.
Awesome.
As an adult, the daughter thought it would be fun to visit Florida, stay in the same hotel, and take the same airboat ride. Her parents couldn't remember the name of the hotel with the big pink flamingo, but the daughter thought she might be able to identify the hotel from family photos. The photographs only added to the mystery. They showed that her mother had stayed at a hotel in Florida and had been on an airboat ride, but with another man. Who was this strange man in the photos, and where was her father? The mother confessed that the man was her first husband, whom she had divorced before the daughter was born. The daughter had never been told about the first marriage, but why did the daughter's father, her mother's second husband, also tell the story as if he'd been there? What is happening?
This is so confusing.
This is like some extra-dimensional stuff here.
This is not what I thought it was.
Okay.
What I was laughing about was my sister didn't go to Ireland with us when we were children. Or when I was a kid and, you know, my aunt had gotten married. And we lied to her and we told her that she went to Ireland. So there was a good, like, 15-year period that my sister believed that she went to Ireland.
Oh, my God!
Until she found the photos that did not include her.
No wonder she's so broken. What other weird stuff did you inception into her brain over the years?
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
Was she your sister?
She's my half-sister, but yeah, my mom was down here in Pennsylvania. I was still in Massachusetts.
Mickey's the evil twin in that situation.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So what's the disease?
I'm on to you. The answer is a condition known as folie à deux, a delusion that originates when with one person is transmitted to another person, as if the delusion were contagious. The second person becomes infected with the delusion and believes it just as strongly as the person who originated it. So in other words, what it's saying is like the father wasn't there, but he perpetuated this idea. Therefore, the second person believes it so strongly that they become delusional as well.
Well, it's kind of like that old, you know, old saying, you lie so much that you believe it's true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's basically what it is.
And a person believing your lies for their entire life like a child, you know, is going to refuse to believe that it isn't true if they've been hearing it their entire life.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like if someone told you, like, stealing was good since you were little, you would steal something and you wouldn't believe anything otherwise.
Does folie à deux mean two fools? Possibly.
I don't speak French. You do.
Not well enough.
Yeah, I speak German. In German, it'd be like, Kranken, Schreiken, Neiken, or something like that.
Nervous Polish over here.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Danny, what sort of weird crap did your parents fill your head with it over the years?
Polish. Doctor Zimno.
What?
What? What was that?
Polish.
That's actual
that
Polish.
Was Polish.
Can you say something else?
No.
I don't get it.
You can't say anything else?
No.
And what did that mean again?
This is keep on sucking!
That's what it meant.
That's what it meant.
All right.
Wow, what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I just said nervous Polish Polak over here. Like, you know.
You said nervous Polish.
I realize I said that. But he was speaking German. You know, there's a correlation. We don't have a good history. There's something that happened. I'll get you a history book, Danny. It was pretty big. It happened.
What happened?
I'll tell you about it later.
You're going to be so sad when you hear about this. It's going to break your heart.
A lot of bad things. Lots. So what are we talking about next?
I have no idea if we have any of those diseases, but...
Great segue!
We've got something. Yeah, we've got something. Up next, a questionable quarrel on a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
There are some things, some arguments that need to be settled by higher thinkers.
And on this show, we are filled with nothing but higher thinkers.
So not me.
You're right. You're right.
Now, Danny's a very high-thinking fellow.
I believe we're three wise men here.
Yes, yes. Three wise men and our steed.
First of all, awesome. Second of all, what was the clearing of the throat thing? What was that about? What are you trying to say?
Don't worry about it.
Are you guys familiar with the cargo shorts debate?
No.
I'm wearing cargo shorts now.
I think all three of you are. Oh, no, just two of you
are. There is a debate that began at the beginning of this month. A writer for the Wall Street Journal basically came out and said something that I've read at a couple places over the last year and a half, that cargo shorts are out of style, that they should go away, that if you own cargo shorts, you're unfashionable. It should all get disposed of immediately because it's yesterday's fashion. And I thought to myself, well, there's only one way to solve this conundrum, and that's with a questionable quarrel. And now we're going to argue about it, so get ready.
All right, talk about old-fashioned. It's a newspaper, all right? The Wall Street Journal's a newspaper,
yeah.
So let's get that established. You got some, come on, you got some balls to come out and say that cargo shorts are old-fashioned when you're still printing news on paper.
Oh, Danny's throwing some heat, some shade at the Wall Street Journal.
That's this bit. This is the heat bit, right?
Yes, yeah. That's the heat bit, absolutely. Yeah. So are we in favor of cargo shorts? Who's in favor? Danny, you're in favor. Obviously, you're wearing them, so I would assume you're in favor.
I'm in favor.
All right. Lazy.
I am wearing them as well.
I was wearing them when I came home. I put on my sweat shorts, my relaxing shorts that I wear here. They're comfortable. My comfort pants. But before that, I was wearing cargo shorts, so I am in favor. Mickey, they don't really have them for women.
They don't make them for women.
But are you in favor or opposed as a...
I could care less.
Okay. I'm going to follow up on that. For the record, as long as anything is there that covers up what should be covered, I'm content. So whether it be cargo shorts or any other thing for that matter, we're good.
Yeah.
And I think the Wall Street Journal should focus on matters relevant to financial issues.
Wall Street.
Yeah, perhaps the namesake of the paper, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you could have predicted 2008. Ooh.
But no, we're talking about cargo shorts.
Yeah, no, we're too busy talking about fashion. Who is it that makes those decisions anyway?
The editor?
No. I mean about fashion. About what is or is not fashionable.
People that don't know what they're talking about, generally.
I'm going to say it's Kimye.
Kim and Kanye?
Yes,
they're Kimye. The ones that determine.
I really hope not.
Come
yeah,
on.
That they have some secret base somewhere where they're just like typing things on a keyboard and it goes out and like this is what's fashionable now.
I don't think they're smart enough to do that.
I don't think so either.
You know what's funny is they probably wrote that article in like 2012 as a burn article and they were like, wait, we've got better things. Yeah. Put that on the back burner until 2016.
It went into the slush pile.
So, right. So they were trendy for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
But now they are now all of a sudden non-trendy.
Maybe it was Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
I wonder if cargo shorts are not as trendy now because men now have man purses.
Maybe.
All merces, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, if you have a merce, you're not wearing cargo shorts.
Well, that's why I wear them, because how else am I going to carry all my stuff?
A merce.
Exactly. I can't. Listen, I would wear a fanny pack if fanny packs weren't frowned upon. That's incredibly practical, but that's not cool either. So you know what? I'll settle with the cargo shorts, and now they're saying that that's not cool.
Quick little aside.
I can't win.
Quick little aside. Why do they call them fanny packs when they're in the front?
I think they were meant to be worn in the back.
But they never were.
I know.
So why do they call them fanny packs?
Because the intent.
They just didn't change the name.
Why didn't they call them tummy packs? There's the real debate.
No, I got a debate, but it's totally separate from this topic.
Uh-oh.
All right, kielbasi. What is the plural of kielbasi?
Kielbasi, right?
Is it or is it kielbasa?
I've heard singular kielbasi referred to as kielbasi and kielbasa, so... It might be interchangeable.
It might be.
It's kielbasi.
Is it?
Yes.
My spell check won't recognize pierogies with an S.
What?
Something's going on here.
Yeah, something's up.
started by this damn Wall Street Journal, I bet. Right.
And I'll tell you what happens. It comes full circle to the Wall Street Journal.
So you don't have a problem with cargo shorts one way or another in terms of fashion? No, I could care less what men wear as long as they're clothed. Now I've heard about something called chino shorts, though. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not. Are you familiar with what that is? Isn't that a brand name? Maybe. Chino? Yeah, chino's a brand name. You know what else I noticed, though, the other day? I forget where I was, but there was a group of guys that walked through. And they were wearing these shorts that were like halfway up the thigh.
No.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what is this? Are we back in the 70s? No. What is going on here?
I would like to try that out.
No, please don't.
Next please week. No. I'm coming in skin tight. I'm going to bend over. They're going to break. That's how tight they're going to be.
We were in New York on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
To go to that ice cream museum. I don't think I saw one straight man wearing straight men's clothing. There was definitely something seriously wrong. Ah, see? Fashion also is so subjective, and it changes every week, so I can't keep up with that crap. I'm just going to wear what's practical.
I mean, I didn't even know the Wall Street Journal had a fashion section. I don't think it does. Please tell me that wasn't front page. God help us, if that's what the world is coming to.
He's more upset that this publication published this story.
The source is what gets me. Yeah. It's not so much the story, but the source.
I kind of have to agree with him on that, though.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I mean is this has been a thing that's been perpetuated for a while now, but this, when it was published in the Wall Street Journal, is when it blew up. This story is the one that went viral.
Was there any substance in the article that actually attacked the sales of cargo pants and said it's diminishing over? Like, was there any substantive, you know, or was it all basically opinion-based?
It was all opinion-based. Oh, of course it was. Because, that's the thing. I've heard since that cargo short sales are actually through the roof. I was going to say it's probably because it didn't belong in the Wall Street Journal. That's why it popped out. That, you know, people are looking at it going, why is this in here?
Yeah. But also a lot of people took offense to the fact that, you know,
sure.
How am I going to carry my stuff? That's what I keep saying. And again, like I said, like we're saying here, it's okay. It's not like the sales are trending downward. Sales are higher than ever on cargo shorts. That's what I mean. It's not like society has decided collectively that these pants are bad. Some idiot somewhere who thinks that they know better than I do about how I should dress said, you shouldn't dress that way. And somebody just heard them and ran with it.
This is why they skyrocketed.
Wait.
The Wall Street Journal said, you're not supposed to be wearing them. They're not fashionable. In came in the hipsters. The hipsters skyrocketed those sales. Now, cargo shorts are going to be the most famous things in the world.
Do hipsters wear cargo? I don't think hipsters.
No, they do not.
No,
they will. They will
hippies.
Now.
Hippies. Perhaps.
Yeah, hipsters, absolutely not.
They will now because now it's not cool.
What do hipsters wear?
Whatever's not cool, which would be tight skin, tight jean things that that's all I saw.
Like what dudes wearing leggings and stuff.
What he's wearing.
I like that shirt. That Star Wars shirt. That's a sexy shirt. I don't know what that was. I don't want to know. So we're all in agreement, though. Cargo shorts are okay. Cargo shorts are fine.
I'm all for... In fact, pro-cargo. That's what a freak accident is.
See, I was expecting this to be a debate between us here. It ended up being a shoot on the Wall Street Journal.
We need to just bring that editor, the guy who wrote that article in, and just debate him 4-on-1.
Her.
Oh, of course it was.
Whoa, what kind of stance is that?
How dare you
you
attack
are a racist
men's...
sexist, Danny.
What?
No, I'm with him on that one.
Come on.
How dare you attack my fashion?
Right, when you're not even a member of my... Yep.
I like your stance. It's a bold stance. It confuses me, but it's bold, and I like that about you.
Yeah, that's going to be his presidential slogan when he runs for it. Dan Taylor. Yeah.
This message has been approved by Dan Taylor.
I'd vote for you.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we do.
I like that.
Sports.
It's a sports segment here on A Freak Accident. Mickey's super excited about it.
That song applies to you two, technically three, not me.
Danny likes sports plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your football team again?
I can't. Oh, come on, man.
The Jets.
Oh, Fitzpatrick, one more year, baby.
It's Fitzmagic, first of all, and he came from the Bengals, just to let you know.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a Jets fan over there.
Gross. Yeah, come back to MetLife Stadium. How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, I'll never go back to those scumbags.
Welcome
again.
Back, sir. Come and join us.
Quite a few sports-related stories, though.
Big
in
ones.
In the news over the weekend. The big one that everybody was talking about was Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, refusing to stand during the national anthem.
Who's that?
He is the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
And he's not that good.
That's okay.
He was good for a season.
Yeah.
Made the Super Bowl run, lost, yeah. Boom.
RG3 was good for a season, too.
Yeah.
They both came through the same class, didn't they? The same draft class.
If not, very close, if not.
I thought so. But, yeah, he was spotted, pictures leaked out during a preseason game. The national anthem's happening. Of course, everybody else is standing. Hats are off, helmets are off, showing respect. And he's there on the sideline sitting down.
And it's not just that game. The whole preseason he's been doing it. It's just they finally noticed him.
Yeah, they finally saw him do it.
Yay, freedom?
Well, basically. Well, here's his quote. He says, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." That was his quote on the matter.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah, it's your right. You don't have to stand. But it's also our right to call you an idiot.
Right, yeah.
And an a-hole.
Basically what it comes down to.
What color is he?
He's black.
He's mixed.
Is he?
He's mixed, yeah. Okay. He's half and half, right?
I think both of his parents are half and half.
No, okay. His parents are white. He was adopted.
Oh, okay.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was adopted and raised by white parents.
So the oppression that led to his multi-million-dollar contract is what he was... Is that right?
No, what he's saying is he's in a position that he's been put in a position where he could make a difference. That's what he's saying. He's not the one who's oppressed. That's what he says. He says it's the other people.
Hmm. My whole thing is this. I mean, I think it's dumb.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, standing for the national anthem is not a requirement. It's a respect thing. You do it because you're respectful and you have honor for your country. You don't have to do it. Nobody's required by law to do it. No. But do I think it's, you know, do I think you're an idiot if you do that and you're disrespectful? Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you that, too.
But it's not being disrespectful. We have a choice.
No, it is, I think.
I mean, we have a choice to not do it, but I'm saying, like, it's disrespectful
right.
to not do it.
Right. You have the choice to do it, and I respect your right not to do it. But I still think the act itself is disrespectful. People have lost their lives to give you the right not to stand up.
Right.
And that alone should give you enough cause to get up and acknowledge.
To stand up during the play of the national anthem, yeah.
And,
Not to mention, I've seen players in the league shed tears during the national anthem when it plays.
It happens all the time. But, you know, his cause, I get where his mind is at. There was a different way to do that. You could have done
right,
many other
exactly.
things.
Exactly. There's a lot of other things he could have done. You know, you don't want to shake hands with an elected leader, or you want to, you know, post a protest.
Or
fine.
Maybe make the statement. Just make the statement.
It's
done.
True. It's true.
Yeah. This game, I'm playing this game, I'm dedicating this entire season to the black community who I feel is oppressed in this country. Done.
And right. That would have spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
And in a good way. No one would have disrespected him.
Right, they probably would have actually given him kudos for coming out and doing saying
I mean,
something.
I'm sure some people
way.
Would have disrespected
right.
him.
Well, those but, people will always be there. But
yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, look, I know who to unfriend on Facebook.
Yeah.
You moron. But yeah, no, he did it, and I agree with that. But either way, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, do it, fine, but don't be surprised when people are mad at you for not doing it.
Right, right.
And when you're on the verge of not being the starter, probably not a good idea
well,
to do.
Some people, yeah. The conspiracy theorists are saying that that's why he did this is because he was about to get, you know, thrown on the bench and was going to be a non-factor on the team this year, and so he needed to, you know...
Put himself back in the spotlight.
Get attention for himself somehow.
He's going to get benched because now he's a distraction.
Maybe.
He's going to get benched. I promise you. They won't say that's the reason, but I think that's going to happen.
Maybe he can play for the Vikings because...
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
We are in a bad way.
Oh, my God.
Talk about ruining my day the other day. I'm sitting there at my desk thinking, man, nothing can ruin my good mood. Everything's awesome in my life
right now.
Yeah.
Then I came around.
Yeah, yeah, no. Teddy Bridgewater, starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, goes down with a terrible injury. You know, of course it would happen the year that many analysts are saying that we're going to have a great year. It's going to be a great run.
Super Bowl run!
Some are saying destined for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl favorites, even, a couple are saying.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, he's in practice in a non-contact play, a non-contact drill, drops back to pass, plants his foot, and his knee just explodes.
Not only that, his ACL completely tore off.
Yep. Completely tore his ACL. Oh. Dislocated knee. Apparently, there were reports, you know, that were... that people, a couple of people said, and then a couple of people said, well, no, it didn't happen that way, but that the players were kind of getting sick on the field when they saw the state of his leg.
I don't want to see the video, but I kind of want to see
the
reaction.
Is this like the basketball player that landed and the leg just kind of...
Kinda, yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about that actually, Lazy E and I were, that I said, it's interesting that this injury happened on doing something that was just mundane. He dropped back to pass and planted his foot and his knee exploded and his ACL tore right off his leg. It's like that basketball player who just jumped up a little hop to keep the ball in bounds. He landed and his bone shot out of his leg like
something.
I don't know, like a pop-up book. And then, but it's the kind of the same thing. Like, he had a bunch of little micro fractures in his leg, or that over time built up, and then it was just like the straw that broke the camel's back was just that little jump. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing here, but it's weird that injuries like this keep happening, that there's all these straw that breaks the camel's back situations.
It's more so now than ever before, and I think it's because the players are getting bigger. They're getting faster, and they're pushing themselves to such a limit that, well, your body just can't... A body can't live up to those expectations every day.
Yeah, I agree. And there's a lot of short-term solutions there. Cortisone shots are something that'll temporarily ease the pain to get you into the game, and then you realize that you've actually done severe damage.
Well, yeah, because you push yourself... thinking, I don't feel the pain, so it's fine, and you push yourself on an injured thing.
Exactly. So how many things get put on the back burner till next season, and then the next season, and then...
And then it blows up.
And then it blows up.
Literally, your knee explodes when you drop back into the pocket to pass.
And the ACL, think about that. Your ACL tears off.
Yeah.
It doesn't just, like, little tear.
I'm just imagining him literally dropping back into the pocket and just crumbling.
That's
because that's what his leg must have
done.
What
it sounds like happened. Yeah. I mean, apparently it was terrifying. They rushed him off in an ambulance. He's done for the year.
Oh, yeah. He's already been said out.
Yeah, he's gone. So he'll be lucky to be back next season with an injury like that.
They say he's going to be fine for next season. I mean, obviously, it depends on the surgery. That could always make things iffy.
So now we have Sean Hill as backup.
36 years old or 34 or something like that. He's been in the league forever.
That's an exciting name I've never heard of in my life.
Exactly. Our season is over. As I said today, too.
Can't Tebow come from somewhere?
There you go. Get Tebow on the phone. We'll be talking about him in a minute, too. Yeah.
Right? Have him say a prayer in the end zone for his Achilles or whatever.
Or it's Achilles. Or have Kaepernick come over. He's going to be looking for a job soon.
Why not?
I'll take him for one season and have him run some drills. Sure.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Another injury on over the weekend that happened was Tony Romo.
Broke another
time. How many fantastic memes have you seen on that?
I know, yeah.
Second time breaking his back.
Yeah. I love the one that's it's the group of kids. It's, you guys want to see a dead body, and it's him, like, sprawled out across the field.
You know, as much as I do not like Tony Romo, I got to give it to the guy for his toughness. The guy keeps coming back every single time.
Is he still the Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if I'm remembering correctly, the memes, right? It was Brady-ing was when he's like sitting, when Tom Brady's sitting down, like with his shoulders slumped, like looking at his feet. And then Romo-ing is when he's just laying out on his back after being creamed. So
they say he'll be back 7 to 8, like by the 7th or 8th week.
He broke his back.
7th or 8th week, they're going to say he's going to come back.
Modern medicine.
Personally, I'm going to say your afterlife after football, you figure you broke your back once, then you broke it twice. Time to step out. And the replacement, Dak Prescott, look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even, he was drafted fourth round.
He's going to come out and play with one of those hover things from Back to the Future 2 where the guy was hanging upside down. He's going to fly out one of those. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. I can take it. My back is fine.
He's a tough dude.
Yeah. I'll credit him there.
He keeps coming back.
He keeps getting horribly injured and creamed, and he keeps coming back for more. More power to you, man.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Now, speaking of Tim Tebow, Danny brought him up. He's back in the news, now playing baseball.
Of course he is.
You heard about that, right?
I heard it in passing, yeah.
Yeah, a couple months ago, he announced that he was going to be pursuing a career in the MLB, Major League Baseball League, because apparently football, all his doors were closed, and he decided, well, I have to play some kind of sport because I have no marketable skills to speak of.
To be fair, they weren't closed in the NFL. They offered him other positions, but he refused to do, which, to credit him, he said, I didn't want to play another position. I only wanted to play quarterback, so I didn't want to do it.
Stick to your laurels, I guess.
Yeah, so he...
Any idea what position he's shooting for in baseball, or...?
Well, let's just say this. In his practice... He hit a home run.
He did.
Against a non-pitcher. It was one of those automatic pitching machines. He whiffed against anybody else who was pitching. And when he was in the outfield, he like, you know how...
They said his footwork is bad.
His footwork is bad. He's stiff. And if you know baseball, you're supposed to back up and then run towards the ball and catch it. He's like running all around scrambling. Please!
Please tell me he's waving his arms around like that too.
He was a quarterback. Of course he was stiff.
Well, what?
Quarterbacks go back to throw.
Oh,
they don't really do a lot of movement, so yeah. The whole opposite but of what you need in
he
baseball.
He was a running quarterback.
Yeah, he was a scrambler.
All right.
So I don't get it.
It's been 12 years since he last played baseball.
Oh,
he last played baseball in high school.
Oh, that's a good resume.
Yeah. No professional experience to speak of.
You know how he got this opportunity? He works for ESPN. They're using this as a piece to market him. Why doesn't he just continue what he's doing? The SEC Network. He's an announcer. He's making a lot of money to sit there and talk.
Yeah.
That's it. Just do it!
I mean, apparently some of the scouts were impressed with his power. Some said he did better than expected.
Well, yeah, okay. That's what you tell a kid who's about to fail.
You did a good enough job there, Johnny.
Look at that. You didn't color out of all the lines.
You get to wear the uniform.
Maybe he'll be towel boy or bat boy, right? He can get that job.
No, he'll be the water boy. He'll be like the Bobby Boucher. There he is in real life.
Mama said
I could play baseball. No, you can't.
Yeah, one scout graded his arm a 45 on the 20 to 80 scouting scale. 50 is considered average, so he's slightly below average.
If he does get a hit, though, do you think he does the kneel down on first base when he gets there?
I don't think he makes a team.
You don't think he makes a team?
No.
Maybe after a home run, assuming he ever hits one.
Well, he did
when he
practice.
Gets to home plate. He would Tebow on the plate.
He would Tebow.
Yeah.
No, he's not making a team. Maybe a minor league team. Maybe. But he won't let that happen because he doesn't want that.
Yeah.
He's going to go back to announcing where it's a cushy job, and they love him in college football still. He's revered.
So let him do that. I don't know
what... That's what he is doing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just stick with that, dude.
I know, and he's making a lot of money, and he doesn't have to exert himself.
I don't know why he insists on being a professional. I mean, granted, if you love sports, I mean, I guess I get it. But, like, at some point, you have to admit, I'm not going to make it in these leagues. Like, it's not going to happen.
I'll just say this. You were so, you know, sticking to your laurels that you would only be a quarterback, even though you can make another team in another position. No, my dream is to become a quarterback. So obviously the result is to become a baseball player. How does that work?
Wait until he tries out for hockey.
Oh, I can't golf?
Maybe he's a phenomenal golfer. I don't know.
Tennis? I don't know.
Badminton.
Oh, yeah, he'd be bad.
Hide and seek.
Laser tag. Anybody?
Soccer.
Oh, yeah, I can see him as a soccer player. He looks like
that's real football.
Yeah, football.
Or rugby.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Go play rugby.
Oh, that's the name of your cat.
It is. Leave my cat alone, Tim Tebow.
Leave him alone.
You stay away. Poor Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Come on a freak accident. We'll give you something to do.
No, we won't.
You won't be on mic, but
no,
we'll give you something
to do.
There
is no poor Tim Tebow. He had enough opportunities to make something of himself from what he had, and he blew every single one of them. And now he's transitioning into another blown opportunity. Well, you just wait and see.
How do you feel about him?
I'm a big fan. The Jets had him there for what? Was it like
a season?
A week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a week.
The Eagles had him for 3 seconds, too.
I think we actually put him in two plays, and then we were like, what? What? Who?
Wait a minute. We drafted Tim Tebow?
Yeah,
no,
right?
No. Yeah.
Seriously, man. Best of luck to you. Stick with announcing. Yeah. That's going to do it for this episode of A Freak Accident. Mickey, tell the listener what they need to do.
You can find us at afreakaccident.com. You can click connect on the menu bar and find us on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter.
Oh,
forgot
Instagram.
Something else. You can also find us on iTunes. You can leave us a good review. You can subscribe.
Yes.
That way you can listen to us every week.
Yeah, we get automatically delivered to you too, which is pretty cool. And Google Play Music, right? If you're an Android user.
That would be helpful.
Again, that email address is
freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Hey, if you've got a problem in your life, you've got an issue that you want solved, send it to us. And if you've got a problem,
we'll solve it.
Yeah,
we
like
give
that,
great advice.
Including Mickey on heroin.
It was cocaine.
It was cocaine, yeah.
Mickey will solve your cocaine problems. And we'll bring Danny back to advise you financially.
I'll bring the punch and pie.
Perfect.
And I'll drag that Wall Street Journal editor's ass in here.
Yeah!
We're going to have ourselves a debate on the air.
We're going to debate somebody, if not amongst ourselves.
Hey, man, thank you for being here this week.
Happy to be here.
It was a delight having you. We will have to have you back sometime.
With Ian being gone, there's been a lot of shakeups. And when there's a lot of shaking, somebody's got to turn the oven on. And start the bacon.
Shake and bake! Shake and bake! He had to get it out
that
there.
That just happened!
All your catchphrases from a movie are coming out.
It's the same movie.
But it is you. That has become your phrases.
Next week on the show, 10 bad habits that make you look really unprofessional.
Ooh.
You might have picked up a couple of them tonight on the show.
We've executed every one of them.
You got it, buddy. So we'll be back again with that next week. Danny, thank you again for being here. Dan Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, one more time.
Oh, Danny boy.
The pipes are calling.
I don't know the song.
Brings a tear to my eye.
It does.
Yes.
It does. Thank you for being here, man. We'll be back again next week for A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
It was great getting to know you, I hope.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.